Well, and here we are on another day. I feel blessed. I am grateful for the life that I have. I am breathing. I can think. My heart is full. I have myself. I have my mind. I have my child. I have my family and my friends that I care very much about. But do you ever think of that first time, the first time that your parents or your close family friends told you you're going to have a child and they're going to be just like you, and then you'll understand what it is to be a parent, to work hard, to be selfless. And then you wonder to yourself, well, if my kid's going to be just like me or worse, does that make me a terrible person? Am I a terrible person because my child is just like me? My child is so defiant. My child is so selfish. My child is so self-absorbed that I sometimes wonder, oh my goodness, is that me? Was that me when I was a child? Did I interact with the people around me who loved and cared for me in this manner as well? You start to question your very existence. And what I'm doing right now is trying to go completely out of my way and do whatever it takes to ensure that I speak with positivity, that I speak with love. And it is exhausting, both mentally, emotionally, and physically. And we need to do something in this country and in this world where people completely understand what it means to procreate. Because having someone around you all the time who is just like you or worse is so draining on the soul. And every day, every minute of the day, it makes me question myself, not just as a mother, but as a daughter, but as a friend, even as a lover. Am I selfish? And is it okay to be selfish for a period of time in your life where you are so concerned about how the world affects you and what it's going to give you and what you deserve? Or is that just an awful attribute to have as a human being, to only be self-concerned? I just don't know. Because looking at that within my child, I feel so bad for him. And then I feel so bad for myself because now I have to chastise him and make sure that he understands life is not all about him and that we have to work hard together as a family. And it is exhausting. There are some points of my day where I'm just like, I wish I wasn't a parent right now. I wish I wasn't a mother who cared so much. But I can't. I can't stop being the person that I am, whether it's positive or negative all the time. That is who I am. That is what I do. I care for my child. I care for myself, therefore I care for my child. I mean, I don't know how else to describe the feeling of being a parent. It is the most important assignment I have ever been given, and it will not end, but it makes me so exhausted, especially because I am a single parent. I raise a human being alone, and sometimes it is exhausting, and I wish that I had more mom friends or just even people in general in the world who would say, being a parent is exhausting. And it's okay to say that. You don't have to feel bad that you're not the perfect Instagram parent all the time, because that's not reality. That's not life. Sometimes it's beyond infuriating that this human being will not follow your directions and do what you know is best for them. But here you are anyway. You're in it. You're doing what you need to do every day, making the attempt. And I tell my human being every day how much I love him. And sometimes that feeling will not be reciprocated with that human being for years to come. but I'm trying to stay positive and tell myself, you know what? If I tell my human every day, I love you. When you make me upset, when you make me sad, when you make me angry, that's that minute, that's that time. But I still love you. And I think that is how you build relationships. Building relationships is done with love, it's done with trust, and it happens over time. Any relationship, whether it be with your child, whether it be with your friend, your parent, it takes patience. It takes work, no matter the relationship. Building relationships. You have a relationship with people because you do see something within yourself or a lack of something within yourself. You see that person, you're like, that person is always so positive. So you want to be around that person more often. My son asks a million questions in a day, and I love that. Because he is inquisitive, and that was me as a child. I asked every question that ever came to my head. I never thought about there wouldn't be an answer to that question, and you adults should give me that answer. And he knows that, and that relationship is wonderful. I love that he does that, and he wants to ask Siri, and he wants to ask Google. He wants to learn. So if you have that friend who always puts their makeup on right or always has those nice shoes, you want to be around that. And so you either ask them questions. Where'd you get your shoes from? How do you put that eyeliner on? Where'd you buy your makeup from? How do you keep such a positive attitude? Maybe they're going to tell you they read the Bible. Maybe they do yoga or stretch in the morning or get up extra early and have their cup of coffee alone without the kids, without their significant other, whatever it might be. They build that relationship, and it matters. It makes a difference, even not just for the relationship that you're building, but just for yourself also. Self-care is important. Building relationships is important for the soul because it puts into perspective other things that aren't yourself, even though it's for yourself, if that makes sense. But here we are at another day. Today, I'm going to work on being calm, being patient, thinking, critical thinking to build better relationships. That's what I'm going to do today. Stay positive. The Lady Asby,